Lebanon takes a step to curb Syrian refugees. Following Christ in parts of Malaysia is getting pretty difficult, and Christians in parts of Central America are taking a gamble. We'll tell you what's going on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Overwhelmed by more than a million Syrian refugees, Lebanon is launching new visa restrictions this week. Matt Parker of Kids Alive International.
Lebanon is saying that they will issue visas for a period of time if people can prove that they have employment in Lebanon. They can talk about the length of stay that they want to be in Lebanon. But of course, for many refugees, that's not a possibility.
And for those already inside the country, jobs are few and education has fallen by the wayside.
Some of the kids that we've taken into our program have never been to school before. They've been out of the education system for several years. There are no possibilities for them unless we could step in and help.
Kids Alive started the Oasis Education Project in November. At a little over $3 a day per student, the program's already at 100 students.
Kids Alive is wanting to meet these kids' spiritual needs and share the good news of the gospel, share with them that they have a Heavenly Father who loves them.
Can you help keep it growing? Links at missionnews.org. Next, there's a positive side to the worst terrorist attack in modern-day Pakistan. Muslims are choosing to follow Christ. Their faith has ended up revealing a need in the field. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Missions, reports Christian workers know how to share the gospel, but they don't know how to mentor others in their walk with Jesus. Christian Aid wants to provide leadership training. They need a little help to push it forward. Your help would be appreciated. This is Mission Network News. Have you ever found this to be true?
It's sometimes very difficult to see the hand of God working behind the scenes.
That's John Bachman of the Haggai Institute. He says it's getting harder and harder to follow Christ in East Malaysia.
They are experiencing a great effort, both socially and through government efforts, to Islamize through the educational system, and then even among some of the tribal groups.
Legal structures make it nearly impossible for an ethnic Muslim to become a Christian. Now there's a huge push to make everyone a Muslim. But Haggai alumni are holding fast to their commitment.
The alumni that I've spoken with have talked about a number of different approaches that they are taking to guard and protect those who are already Christian, and then to let others know about the gospel.
Meanwhile, churches in Central America are doing whatever it takes to share the gospel, even if it means breaking the law. Since people aren't allowed to build more churches, services are held in homes. Now, these house churches are usually shut down, but secretly are started up again. Vision Beyond Borders recently took a missions trip to give supplies and encouragement to pastors and other Christians. Find out how you can help out by going to our website. And Kibera, a slum in Nairobi, Kenya, with hundreds of thousands living there. They have little hope. But International Needs reports there are two ways to give them that hope and break the cycle of poverty. President of International Needs USA, Rody Rodehaver.
When a child comes to know Christ and has hope, when a child gets an education, then they have the chance to break the cycle of poverty and to grow up and to break out of Kibera.
IN provides vacation Bible school away from the slum once a year. They also offer weekly Bible clubs.
Every week, the children who are sponsored in Kibera and others, their friends, they come, hundreds of them, for a Bible club where they're singing, Bible teaching, and food. They get a hot meal.
Many come to Christ. You can help a child out of poverty with your $32 a month sponsorship because these kids also get an education. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Make God's Word a priority in 2015. With your gift, I'll send you the story, God's Word, written in 31 easy-to-read novel-like chapters covering Genesis to Revelation. It'd be a great devotional tool for you and your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the story link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.